American journalist David Hawk visited Cambodia shortly after the Khmer Rouge were driven from power. He described what he found in an interview seen on the PBS series Vietnam, A Television History.
There was essentially a three-tiered structure of murder by government in Cambodia under the Khmer Rouge. At the top of the pyramid, so to speak, was a prison execution extermination system where people who were presumed to be opponents, enemies of the regime, traitors to the revolution, were individually executed. Places like the Tuol Slang, 15,000 people were individually executed, and only seven survived from that. It was a former school, and a hallway was knocked between the individual rooms, and small cinder block cells were constructed where prisoners were held, bound by leg irons that were cemented into the floor. As the revolution failed to work, they kept looking about for who was sabotaging it now, because they had figured that they had eliminated the enemies to the revolution, but still things weren't working, so they sought scapegoats. You have essentially, in 3.5 years of Khmer Rouge rule, somewhere between 1.5 and 2.5 million out of 7 million people dying through a combination of execution, induced starvation, exhaustion, and disease. When the Vietnamese invaded, they did so quickly that essentially the Khmer Rouge jailers and prison officials ran off, fled for their lives, and left behind scores of thousands of pages of documentation that had been utilized at this prison execution center. And it's very surprising that you would have in an illiterate peasant country a bureaucracy of death that was that efficient and that developed literally an Asian Auschwitz, as it were.
American journalist David Hawk from the PBS series Vietnam, A Television History.